Okay, we're picking with the Gemara and Gimel Amud Beis, two lines from the Bible verses of Rav Yishmeder of Nachman. Again, we're discussing Abaye said in the name of Rav Nachman, they're discussing the difference between Sukkah, Mavoy, and Kilayim, whether there's something that was a sixth Tefach was going to be an Amma, or five Tefach was going to be an Amma. So now there's a different version. Rav is going to suggest a different version in the name of Rav Nachman. Says the Gemara now, Rav Mishmid, Rav Nachman Amar Kol Amos Ba'ama Bas Shisha. The all Amma units are going to be measured with six Tfacha. There's no difference between a Kalayim and Sukkah and Mavoy. Ela Halalu Shochakos. That the main difference is that the Amma units in reference to Kalayim are going to be measured, literally Shochakos is loose. That they're going to be, if you put your hands together, so is it going to be Shochak? It's going to be the little bit of space in between them. Or the other option is Ve'alalu Atzevo, so other ones are going to be tight. It's interesting, the Rambam, where does this Lashon come from, Atzevos versus Shochakos? The Rambam writes in the Perush Mishnayos that the Lashon of Atzevos is coming from the word of sad, that usually when you put something, when you have a sad face, that is like the lips are going to be tighter together, as opposed to Shochakos that's more open, that is going to be something that with someone who's smiling, that's why the Lashon of someone who's smiling. So either way though, that this is the chiluk over here, that when it comes to kilayim, we're going to have this shear of the more open shear as where your fingers are more open. This is a very, very small amount. The Rashba and Chuvah, Rashba writes that it's 1/50th bigger. That it's going to be 1/50th bigger if we assume like that. So they're both going to be six tefach. One is going to be six tefach and 1/50th bigger, which is, they're going to be, right, 2%. That'll be 2% bigger. So that is the shear, and that's the machlokas valalo atzevos, and the other ones are going to be tight. As we mentioned, that's the machlokas. That's the difference. That's not machlokas. That's the difference between the two shiurim. So that's actually how the Rambam is going to paskin. We'll see that. The Gemara says, we'll get to the kasha first, and we'll say the Rambam paskins. Meisive. So we have a kasha. The Braisa says though, kol amos shamar chachamim ba'ama bas shisha. But all of the amos that are mentioned are going to be six tefachim avos. So Vilvad, turning on to the next level now, shelo yu mechuvanos, that they shouldn't be exactly like, that the same tefach isn't going to be used for all of them. Rather, sometimes they're going to have a larger tefach, and sometimes they're going to have a smaller tefach. So now the Gemara says, this makes perfect sense according to the second opinion that we just quoted in the name of Rava, Bishlam of the Rava. I understand this according to Rava, because you're going to assume that the first part is referring to six amma tefach, which is more open, which is going to be shochik, and the other one is referring to an atzev one, which is going to be tight one. So that's the same amma, which is different shiurim, it's different sizes. So the Gemara says, so that's the commercial dilemma. As you just mentioned, that these ones are going to be loose and these ones are going to be tight. However, and again, they're always going to be the same shear of six tefachim. Ela Abaye kasha, but according to Abaye, who said that one are six tefachim and one are five tefachim, this seemingly is difficult. So the Gemara says, Amar lecha Abaye. Abaye is going to respond, Ima amas kiloim ba amas bas shisha. Abaye is going to explain that you should say, you should explain the Mishnah. The Mishnah meant that the amma units referenced to kiloim are those of six tefachim. And it's not referring to that of a kiloim. Kiloim really are six tefachim. The other ones are really five tefachim. Those are the ones that are the same. So the Gemara says, but that's not true in the Braisa though. But how many tefachim say for the safe of that Braisa, the Hemshech, the end of that Braisa taught us, Rabban Shimon Gamliel Omer, kol amos shamar chachamim b'kalayim ba'amah bas shisha, that all the amma units that are mentioned in that, in regards to kalayim, those are with an amma of six tefachim. Uvil vachilu yimetzum tamos, that they shouldn't be exactly precise, meaning that they shouldn't be atzei, rather they should be shochek, that they should not be the tight ones, they should rather be the looser ones, the more open amma version of the amma. So it sounds like he's understanding that it's really the six amma units. It sounds like mechal tanakama kol amos kamar. So it sounds like the tanakama though is going to imply that it's referring to all amma units, regardless of which context are mentioned, they're both going to be the six amma units. So now we see over here that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel would work well for Abaye, but Lechora, the Tanakhama is against the Shita. So the Gemara says, Amal Chabaye, Bilav Meikar, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, the Kaikavasi. Okay, granted that the Tanakhama is against my Shita, but I have Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. So Anna, Darek, Rabbi Shimon, Abaye is going to say that I'm going to paskin like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. That's a very valid Shita. A lot of times we do paskin like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Rabbi Shimon says we paskin like him almost all the time. Very often we'll paskin like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. So Abaye is going to assume it's a machlokas tonight, and I'm paskin like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel again. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is going to make this chiluk between six amos and five, six tefachim rather, and five tefachim. And the Tanakama will not. So the Gemara says, Le'abaye vaday tanaihi. So now, according to Abaye, we see clearly that it's a machlokas tanaim. But with regards to this brace, so we see that it's going to be machlokas, whether we assume that one is a six amma, six tefachim for an amma, or five tefachim amma, that's going to be Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and the brace. And the Tanakhama rather. Le Rava Milema Tanahi. But according to Rava, are we going to assume that this is really a machlokas tanaim? Maybe not. Amar lecha Rava. Rava is going to say no. That really Rabban Shimon Gamliel is not arguing on the Tanakhama. And it's because, again, at the end of the day, if you have all the shitas lined up as your shita, like if Rava is able to explain both the Tanakama and from Shimon Gamliel, Aliba de Hishita, according to his opinion, that's very good. That's going to be Geshmak, right? That everyone is according to him, so that's the best way to have it. So the Gemara says, so he's going to explain that no, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is not going to argue. Shimon Gamliel is coming to teach you the halacha that when it comes to the measuring the amas for kiloim, the karachas akarim, right? The case of the karachas akarim and the other case of the karim as well, when it comes to that case of kiloim, you should not be as you shouldn't be loy samson. You shouldn't be precise, and rather you should add a little extra. You should be using the tefach shochet. That's good for the chiddush over here. And the Tanakama is just saying that not all amas are the same. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is just clarifying what was the Tanakama talking about. He's talking about using an ama a tefach shochet for the halacha of kilayim. So we see that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is not arguing bichlal on the Tanakama. That is what according to Rava is going to explain. And Gemara now says v'lema amas kilayim. But then you should say simply that the ama units regards to kilayim, you shouldn't be exact, meaning you should be using the tefach shochek. You should be using the loose tefach, in defining that. So the Gemara explains the ama bashisha lemute ma'isa. What's it coming to exclude by saying an ama of six tefachim is using the laws of halachas kilayim? The Gemara says lav the mute sukkah ve'ama smavi. Doesn't seem to imply in the context of the Tanakama that it's coming to exclude something, saying this is going to be used as six tefach. But what do you mean when we talk six tefachama? What are you talking about six tefachama right now? What's it coming to exclude if according to Rava, everything is six tefachim? It's just whether it's going to be shochek or whether it's atzib. What is exactly it's coming to exclude? That something, it sounds like something is going to be a five tefachama. So the Gemara explains, lo, lemeute ama yesod ve'ama soved. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel explaining that it's coming to exclude. There actually is in fact the case of a five ama unit. That is regards to the soviv of the Amma Soviv and the Amma Yisod and Amma Soviv, the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach had three parts to it. The Mizbeach had the very bottom part, not the actual ramp going up, but the side of the Mizbeach where they actually bring the Korbanos, the very bottom of it was the Yisod. The Yisod wrapped around the Mizbeach, and it's Machlokes, so there's three sides or two sides, but that the Yisod was on the very bottom. That was the first Amma coming out of the Mizbeach. Then you had above that, you had the Soviv. The Soviv was in the middle of the Mizbeach, also wrapping around. And on top of that, you would have the very top Keren, the top corner of the Mizbeach. So now the Gemara is telling us right now that those two things were used by five tefach amadich. See, the pasuk tells you in Yechezkel, the pasuk says, ve'elo midos ha-mizbeach, be'amos ama ve'tofach, and continuing the pasuk says, ve'cheka ama ve'ama rochev, gvula al-sfas ha-saviv zeres, ha-echad ve'zeh gav ha-mizbeach. A very long pasuk, the pasuk saying that the dimensions for the Mizbeach are an ama tefach and an ama tefach. And apparently, that is going to be, Rashi points out that this is referring to the smaller of the two, which is the five tefach amas. How exactly Rashi got to that, he assumed that based on the Pasuk is indicating that. I wasn't exactly sure to me why that was so meduyak. But either way, the Pasuk seems to be discussing a smaller amas, so this is talking about the five tefach amas. And also, the border on the edge around it, it should be half an ama, and that is the top of the Mizbeach. So the Gemara is explaining, Gemara now says, Chei ka'ama zeyisod, the base, the bottom part, that's referring to the Yesod, right? The bottom part of the Mizbeach. As we mentioned, that was the lowest part. That was the part that came out in Amma. And that was the Mizbeach over there. It came out the height of one Amma, and it was one Amma of 15 Tfachim. However, when it went outward, everyone's going to agree that it was 6 Tfachim. Now Rashi says, not over here, Rashi in Lukud, Rashi says that, I think Rashi Menachos brings that down. So then, either way, so that's what comes out of Yesod. Then we have Amma Rochev Zesoviv. In regards to the Amma, reference to the middle part, that is reference to the Soviv, the middle part, which went around the Mizbeach as well. And that also came out an ama of 5 tefachim. Gvulea el soviv saviv el akronos, and around the side, that's going to be the top parts we're mentioning, the corners and the top of the Mizbeach. That is an ama, that is a shear, that each of those is half an ama, that was going to be a 5 tefach ama. That, so it'd be 2.5 tefachim. V'zeg ha-mizbeach, zeh mizbeach ha-zav. And the top is reference to the mizbeach ha-zav. That was, or sometimes called the mizbeach ha-pnimi. The mizbeach where the menorah was, as we mentioned yesterday's daf. That where the mizbeach, that's the inner mizbeach, was much smaller. That's where they brought the ketores, they brought other korbanos. But that was where, that reference to that one, those are also using the smaller amos, apparently. So that's what the Gemara wants to suggest. So the Gemara says, so that's what it's coming to exclude. So the Gemara now says, Amar Abchebar. Okay, so that's it. So that's what we come out. So we've answered now for Shitas Rava. So the Rambam Paskins, or the Rambam explains, that all the amos that we mentioned when it comes to Shabbos, Sukkah, Kalim, all of them are considered six tefachim. So he paskins like Rava. It's interesting. They get into whether this is Shaila. Do you have to paskin like Rava? Is this just not exceptionally Al Gagam? Or paskin like Rava? But I'm not getting into that. But we paskin like Rava for sure. But everyone agrees the pasuk like Rava. The why we pasuk like Rava might be an interesting thing over here. But either way, we pasuk like Rava, and the Rambam says that really we're going to be machver in all the situations, that wherever it's going to be a chumra, we will extend it to tefach shochik, where it will be a kula, then we'll say tefach atzev, or vice versa, whatever it's going to be. If we want to, if it's a bigger share, it'll be a kula, then we're going to be machmir to assume tefach atzev, then it's going to be a closed one. If it's going to be a smaller share, then we will be machmir like tefach atzev. That's what the Rambam paskins. So that's what comes out of this Gemara. Okay, now the Gemara continues. Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Ashi Marav Shurin Chatzitzin Mechitzin Alacha LeMoshe Misinai. That all of these things, when it comes to the shear, as Rashi points out, we're going to see like the chamin kezayas for a chalev and pigol and noser. If you eat all those things, that is going to be a shear. That kezayas is Alacha LeMoshe Misinai. It's Alacha Moshe gave us from an oral tradition that Moshe Rabbeinu gave us from Har Sinai, and also mechitza, what is going to be a minimum chatzitza, chatzitza, what's going to be a minimum break that a person who goes to the mikvah, right, we're going to discuss exactly the Gemara in the next staff, is going to discuss, in the next Amud rather, is going to discuss this, and mechitza is the walls, what is the minimum shear of a wall, all of those are going to, they don't have any source in the Torah, but they're halacha l'moshe misinai from an oral tradition. So the Gemara says, shi'urein, what do you mean? Daraisu, it's a preferish apostle. The dechsiv eretz chita usa'ora v'gifat din ariman, right? V'yomar av chanan, and Rapanan says, kol apostle gazeh, l'shi'urein emar. The pasuk says, eretz chita v'gifat chita, that whole pasuk, is the reference to the famous seven things that the fruits that that Eretz Yisrael was famous for, those we're all going to learn about. The Gemara is going to mention this in a moment. We're going to learn out halachas from all of them. So these shiurim of the halachas that are going to be, each one is going to be discussing a size. Now this size, says the Gemara at this point, the Gemara is saying that for sure this size was mentioned as a beferish pasuk. So what are you telling me that it's only halacha l'moshe misinai? And now the Gemara continues to ask. Gemara is going to continue to be bringing the drasha about all of these fruits that Mishabeh writes as well. So the Gemara says, chita, what do we learn from the fact that it says wheat? So the Gemara says, l'chedisnan, ha'nichlas l'beisach menuga, someone is coming into a house that was tzara'as, right? We learn in the Pesukim, in Tazriya Metorah, we learn about really Metorah, that the pasuk tells you that when it comes to a house that is tameh, if you stand in the house, then you're going to become tameh regardless. So, but there's a chiluk. The Torah tells you that if you're only in the house for a small amount of time, then it is not going to be something that is going to metame your what you're wearing, your garments that you're wearing are not going to become tame. So there's a difference between if you're there for a long time or not, you're become tame right away for walking in the house. But if you stay there for a long time, even your garments are going to become tame. So the Gemara now says. So again, so anichlas beis manuga v'kelav aksefa v'sanolam v'tabasa biyadav. So you have your garments and your shoulders, your shoes, and your rings. Huvein tame miyad. So all those things, but you're not wearing them. They're not a malbush for you because you had them on your shoulders and your shoes and your rings, right? They're all carried. So then they're going to come and tell me right away because they're not a garment for you. However, if you are wearing your garments properly, if you're wearing your rings and your hands, right? And the normal way you wear things, your shoes and your feet, he becomes tamei right, as we mentioned. But the clothing, they're going to take tahor unless you wait the time that it takes to clean the pas is half a loaf of half a loaf of bread. And the Gemara now says pas chitin below pas seorin, that the shear is going to be the amount that it takes to eat the wheat bread, which Rashi points out is eaten quicker than barley bread. And mesiv ocha b'liftan, that is when it's eaten with, when you're eating it while reclining in a comfortable position with a side dish, right? It's something that complements the bread, is usually defined as liftan. So usually when you have it, Rashi says, when you have it with the side dish that complements the bread, that's also going to be eaten more quickly than someone who's eating b'mesev. So that's the chiddush of here that we're giving you this year. But we see over here that the chita is helping us to define how long you can be in a house for. Just to point out, we say kedei achilas pras over here is that you eat a half a loaf. Rashi defines that as four beitzim. I'm pretty sure, I'm not mistaken, the Rambam holds that is three beitzim. Now, how long is that lamaisa? Because this is very nogea, right? But when a person washes, you have to have a kedei achilas pras in order to bench. Or, for example, you want to eat matzah, you need to have an achila. What's considered an achila? You need a kedei achilas pras. So how long do you have to eat this? That's a big tumult in the achronim. It's a famous malchus achronim, whether it's like 2 to 3 minutes, 9 minutes, up to 9 minutes, some sofer holds. We only hold a L'chumra, we wouldn't say that l'kula, but we're choshen for that. So the question is, why didn't the Gemara tell us of a fair shashir how long it takes? So the Minchas Chinas is a fascinating teretz to this. Minchas Chinas says, I'll tell you why not, because it depends on what you're eating. Certain foods are eaten quicker and certain foods are eaten more slowly. So every food, it depends on, because I can't tell you a whole masechta of just telling you every single food and telling you how long it takes to eat. So therefore, it never tells you a shir. So that's a very nogeh, because like if you're having, let's say, hot soup or something like that, which is eaten slower, so then you would be able to have a share kedei lechayos pas much longer based on that. And then Rosh Hashanah actually the pasuk is like that. I think a lot of poskim don't necessarily go like that. The kula, the chumra, whatever it's going to be, depending on what circumstance the kula, the chumra. But either way, it's a fascinating pasuk that the Minchas Chinuf says about what is considered a kedei achilas pras. And just another agav, a beautiful word, just up here at Parshas Ekev, right? We just learned Parshas Ekev, and that's where this pasuk comes up when it comes to Eretz Chita Usor Agav and Vetena Verimon, thinking Hashem Baruch Hu of this beautiful land. So why are these paras so chashir? We're going to learn out all these halachas. So I saw about that in one of the Chassidish Sfarim, that the reason that these paras are so chashir is because we learn halachas from them. And that's why they're special, not because they tasted good and they were so amazing. It's not a gashmir's thing. It's the fact that it's connected to the Torah that we're able to learn from these paras halachas. That is why they're nishtav Eretz Yisrael, showing that the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael is Kedusha, not a physical thing. I mean, it may be the physical thing also, but the Iker is a Kedusha. Very nice idea that it's all that these things, seven things, and we're going to learn all the halachas from each of them. That's why they're chashiv, because we learn halachas from them. Either way, continue the Gemara now. The Gemara says, Seora, what I learned from the fact that it says barley. This not what halacha is relevant to barley. The Gemara now says, we learn Etzim Kiseora. When it comes to the mission, Olas tells us, if you have bone the size of a barley size, Metame Vimaga Uvimasa is going to be Tame through touching it or carrying it, the person. But however, Vaina Matam Ba'o is not going to Matame through Oel. If you were in the same house as it, under the same roof, you would not be Matame through that. Because when it comes to Oel, Rashi points out, you needed to have a majority of your bones. Let's say, Chazal tells us we have 248 bones, you'll have 125 will be the robe. Or if you have a full area, like if you have a spine or a skull, that also is going to be, that's fully intact, that is going to become Tame through Oel. However, if it's not, if it's a minimum share of a barley, though, if it's a mitzvah ke'etzim kiseora, if it's a barley kernel, then it would still impart tuma. That's the chiddush, through impart tuma through touching or carrying. They would still have that tuma, and you'd become an ava tuma through touching it. Now that's what we learn from there. The Gemara says now gefen. When it comes to vines, what do we learn from gefen? Kedei revias yain lenazir, the amount of revias of wine for a nazir. So Rashi explains that if a nazir drinks revias of yain, he is going to be chayav malchus. He's going to be chayav to get the lashes. So the kasha is, the Tosos asks, this doesn't line up with everything else that we're learning. That's some sort of measurement that we learn out. So Tosos is more comfortable with the Rashi says in other places, Rashi in Brachos, Rashi in Sukkah, but Rashi says over there that it's using the displacement period to figure out how much is there a revias over here. If a person's eating grapes, it's an achilas, so you're measuring how much grapes is going to be chayav for. It's not going to be chayav because it's going to be chayav revias. So how do you define the revias? Is you put it in the water and see what comes out. That's how you see how much is a revias. So now, do you use water or do you use wine? So the chiddush that Tosafot says based on the Rashi is that you're going to be using wine, and that's the chiddush over here, is measuring this revias for yain lanazir is dafka using wine, and therefore it makes sense to assume that we're going on the idea of wine, because wine itself is being used towards the measurement, and that's why it's a little bit better lined up with other cases that we're mentioning over here. Now the Gemara continues, what do we learn from Te'ena? What do we learn from the fact that it says figs? The Gemara says, Kikogeres Lotzah B'Shabbos, that if you take out the size of a dried fig on Shabbos, they're going to be chayav. We say that even we saw the Masechta Shabbos throughout the whole thing. Less than that is also chayav, is also not us, is not chayav midaraisa, but still usher to do on Shabbos. The Gemara continues, Rimon, what do we learn from the fact that it says pomegranates? In the Pasuk, Kedisnan, Kolkle Belebatim, Shiur, and Kerimonim, that we learn that if something breaks, remember that if something is tummy and it loses its function and you would never use it anymore, then it's no longer going to become tummy. That's what we saw in Masechta Shabbos. It came up a few times. So what is that shear? So the Gemara learned out based on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that when it comes to the measurement of a regular homeowner, when he has his thing, he's not going to give up on it, let's say, if it becomes an olive-sized hole. If it becomes a gazelle-sized hole, he's only going to give up on it if it becomes a full-fledged hole, which for them is going to be pomegranate. Some were even bigger than that. But that's what we say over here. So that's the lesson of why pomegranate, why rimon is important. Halacha l'maita. What do we learn from Eretz Zeis Shemen? What do we learn from Shemen? Eretz, Shekol, Shireh, Kazesim. Everything is going to be the size of an olive. What do you mean everything is the size of an olive? Gemara said, what do you mean? We just learned all these halachas. Gemara is a culture. We just mentioned all these halachas, like a rimon, like a te'ena, like a chita, seora. What do you mean? We just mentioned all the halachas that we learned from different things. What do you mean all of them are like a kazayas? Granted, many halachas are kazayas, but not everything. So the Gemara says, ela'ima eretz shirov shira kazayas. No, that's what we meant to say. We meant to say most of the shiurim are kazayas. We always know kazayas, kazayas, kazayas. So, great, when are you eating? How much do you bench on? Many, many halachas that we have all the time come up when it comes to a kazayas. So that's what we learn. But most, and also how much achila iser is going to be a kazayas. All those are kazayas. The Gemara says, what do we learn from dvash when it comes to date honey? This is referring to the size of a date when it comes to eating on Yom Kippur, because Yom Kippur is not going to be a regular halacha of kizayis, as we know, because it's inoy, and affliction is going to be a bigger shear of the date. So we see that we learn from this pasuk all of the shirim. So why are you telling me it's halacha of shemisina? This pasuk seems to be a fairish, telling you the halacha of how big the shirim are. The pasuk seems to be indicating like this, and the drasha comes from the pasuk. It seems befirish, so it doesn't seem to be halacha of shemisina. That's the Gemara's kasha now. The Gemara says, but tisper shirim michtav ksivit. No, do you really think that this pasuk is considered befirish, and we're learning out these halachas? No, this halachas were el halachas ninu ves mitra banat cry. These halachas were just not. We're just praising Eretz Yisrael for the shivas aminim. And it just happened to be there. Abundant had this asmachta. They had the support mentioned from this pasuk, so they mentioned it. But really, it's halacha moshe misinai, and they had this support. They mentioned this asmachta bialma, just learning it out from what it meant. That's a little shayla. Whenever the Gemara has asmachta, that things are just across. The Gemara has always machlokas. When something's a raiser among, when I say kra asmachta bialma, so is that a higher level or not? That's a big machlokas. The Rishonim, Rambam, and the Ritva discuss this. The Rambam writes that asmachta is just like a way to remember it. It's a halacha that's learned out from asmachta or a halacha stam. They're the same status. No, not one is not greater than the other. It's just the way to remember asmachta was like this pasuk is a way to remember what all the shirim were, but it has nothing to do with this pasuk itself. We don't learn anything more. The Ritva says no, it's on a higher level because Chazal, the Torah is so deep. It had all these kavanas in mind when Hashem told Moshe to write this over and wrote over the Torah. He had this in mind that Chazal were eventually going to be learning this halachos. It is higher level when you have something that's asmachta, fasting machlokas between the Rambam and the Ritva. But either way, the Gemara is saying that really ikaron is really halachla Moshe Mitzinai all of these levels. The Gemara now says also the same thing by chatzitza, though. Chatzitza deraisininu. When it comes to chatzitza, having something that you don't want, that's going to be a break for you to go to the mikvah, and it's going to possibly be going to the mikvah, that is also a halacha beferish in the Torah. What does it say in the Torah? Dechsev, virachat es kol besaro, either mayim, but the guards of kol besaro will go with it. It's supposed to point out this isn't really a pasuk anywhere, but either way, this is a virachat, but mayim is kol besaro is really the pasuk. But either way, the pasuk says that you have to wash your whole body in water. Shalaya derachotis bin besaro and mayim. There should be nothing that's going to be a break between you and the water. Means b'mayim, b'may mikvah, where mayim over here is referring to the fact that we're talking about mikvah waters. And when it comes to mikvah, you can't have something that you don't want there when you're going through it. Kol b'sarav b'mayim shekol gufo levem. And when it comes to the entire body, it means that water has to go through your entire body at one time. And v'kamehain, and that's the second parenthetical lacha, that how big that I'm able to go. I can't just dip twice, half my body in the mikvah at one shot and then the other half of the other shot. You have to be in the body at one time. My entire body has to be in the mikvah at one, all in one shot. And what is that? V'kamehain amalama berum shalosh amas v'shiro chacham mikvah arba himself. What is this? It's an amma by an amma, the height of three amas, meaning it's 3 cubic amas, meters of water. So then Chachamim tell you that's Arbaim Sa. That's what the share of Arbaim Sa. The minimum share of a mikvah has to be 40 sa of water coming collected. That's interesting. They find mikvahs all the time. I think they, if I'm not mistaken, someone once mentioned to me, I think they said it was close to Chazon Ish, actually. The shirim, when they have the Arbaim Sa, because they have mikvahs that you see all the time by the Kotel on the side, they're digging up mikvahs left and right, because everyone who used to go to Arbais used to Tovel. So how big are those mikvahs, right? Isn't that going to be very good proof for how big a mikvah should be, if we see how big those mikvahs are? But either way, we see that the Arbaim Sa is the minimum share of a mikvah that you have, because that's the minimum you go at once. But the Gemara is saying that in this pasuk beferish that the chatzitza is the reisa, it's not a lachal moshe misinai. The Gemara says no, ki itzvacha l'chilchasa. So really, the idea of a chatzitza is actually, in fact, midaraisa. But you're right. But what do I need the lachal moshe misinai? Is referring to dafka l'saro chadav ravuna. It's referring to your hair. The fact that you have a chatzitza in your hair, and like Rav Ravuna, what does he say? Damar ravuna nima achas k'shuras chatzitza. Even a single knot, that's going to be a chatzitza. We're going to see that actually is not midaraisa, that's only midarabanan. But something that's tied tight, where it's not going to hit all of your hair, that is going to pose a problem of chatzitza. Shalosh in a chatzitza. However, 3, apparently if you have 3 knots in your hair, you're not going to be able to tie it tight enough where the water won't be able to come onto it. The water will be able to come to it and it will not form a chatzitza. So, and shnayim in yadav. When it comes to 2, the law it says, I don't know if that's going to be tied tight enough. So Rabbi Huda's ruling is telling you that there is a chatzitza by your hair. So the Gemara is saying that is apparently halacha moshe misinai. So the Gemara says, but what do you mean? Sa'aro nami doraisahu. Gemara persists. The Gemara is saying that also when it comes to one's hair, it's also a problem of a chatzitza doraisa. The sign is we learn in the braisa, virachat es kol bisaro, you should bathe your entire body, es What does it mean, S called Bisaro? S, the top of the Bisaro, is there. The S referring to over here. What do you mean? It could have said, the Rachas Bisaro, and then I learned it. What do you mean, S Bisaro? S is an extra word. So this S is coming to include something else. It's coming to include something which is lower level than your skin, which is referring to your hair. So we see that the Pasuk itself is telling you that your hair is there. So why do I need the Lesson of Moshe Mishinai? So the Gemara says, it's coming from for the halacha. If you have, it's a major, it takes up a majority of your body, a minority part that you don't like. That is the halacha of the most recent. What is this? Now the Gemara explains. Rabbi Yitzchak, as Rabbi Yitzchak had taught, according to the halacha in the Torah, then what is it? If this thing covers a majority part of your body, and it bothers you, and it bothers you, then it's going to be a chatzitz, it's going to be something that invalidates you going to the mikvah. However, she'eno makbid alav, eno chotzitz. If something that I don't care about, even if it covers most of my body, then it's not going to be a chatzitz midaraisa. Because al rubo she'eno makbid, and the Rabbanon came and they said that it's going to be pasal midarabanan, even if it covers a majority of your body, mishum rubo ha'makbid, because of the fact of someone who is going to, if you allow someone to go in when it's on a rove, you'll have someone who does care about it thinking that it's kosher for him to go to the mikvah, but him it's possible with the raisa to go. So therefore they made a gzera that it's not dinder abundant, that it doesn't work. And they also made a gzera on a minority part of your body, even a small little thing that you care about, that you don't want there, that's why we're so machmir in the mikvah. Mishum rubo amachmir, because of someone who's going to have a majority that he cares about. So this is all a gzira dira banan. The Chalkas Yochakas, which has a gishmak akasha over here, he says, I think we mentioned this, I don't remember, Shlomo Zalman Teres, I forgot what it was, but either way, he asked the question, how do you ever have a case of rubo she'eino makbid? Once Chazal came along and said that rubo she'eino makbid is pasul madira banan, by definition, then you're going to be makbid now, because you don't want it there, because you want to go to the mikvah. So you're never going to have a case now. Once Chazal came along and made this takana, you don't have a case of rubo ha-makbid on dira banan level. It's always going to be a psul mi de'oraisa. Fascinating question that he asks. So there, I'm told about this in this answer. But either way, the Gemara is suggesting now that we have rubo makbid is being a problem mi de'oraisa. Rashi seems to indicate that this is only a problem mi de'oraisa when it comes to your hair. But when it comes to the rest of your body, Tosfos Medayek and Rashi, that he thinks that Rashi would hold that it's even a smaller thing that you're makbid about is possible even mi de'oraisa. Tosfos bring many rayas, he doesn't think that's the case, it's going to be possible with the rest of it. But either way, fascinating Rashi, he's very, very machmir about this. Nothing more continues. So Gemara asks of the Ligzer Nami al Miyuto She'ina Makbid. So once we're discussing this, we ask though, why don't you make a gzer? Why don't you also increase it and assume that a Miyot She'ina Makbid, even if something that's not there that you don't want, it's something that's there, but you don't really care that's there, you should also say Midar Abundance Puzzle. Gemara answers Mishum Miyuto Makbid, and why would I do that? Because if I care about it and it's a small amount, then I should make then that's also something I should make a gzer for. The Gemara says, what do you mean? Inami Mishum Rubo She'ina Makbid, or I can assume that I should make a gzer because of the fact that it's going to cover a majority of your body and you don't care about it. The Gemara says that's a question. What do you mean that ha'igufagzira? That's that whole thing. The fact that miut ha'makbid is possible in the first place. That's all gzira derabanan. So this would be the classic example of ananikum minikzer gzira. That would be gzira gzira. We don't do gzira gzira. Chazal mean right. The shmarta mishmarti tasa mishmarta mishmarti. That's the pasuk that tells you that Chazal have the right to make a gzira. They don't have a right to make two gziras. They don't make a gzira gzira. They don't make a fence around their own halacha of a fence. Whenever they do, the rishonim or the gemara will already discuss why it's not. It's all chad gzira. The gemara's lashon will be many times. So here too, the Gemara says that it's not chad gzera, it's really two gzeras. If I make a gzera on a miut she'ein hamakbid, then alt miut hamakbid, that already is too far removed because the miut hamakbid is because of rubo makbid. So that's already the three steps removed. That's not something Chazal would have done. They don't make a gzera like gzera. I think the Ramah writes the minhag of Ashkenazim is to be machmer even for miut she'ein hamakbid. That's the halacha that we quote. So that's why we're very, very machmer about, because I think both by Mitzil Sadaim and by Hechos Ninda, we mentioned both of them. We're very, very machmer about things of miut she'ena makbid. I think mitan minag. I think he writes that there's such a minag to do that. Either way, then why are the continues now? The Gemara now. So that was the two things that we mentioned are both halacha b'shinai. The Gemara now asks on the third one though. Mechitzas is the reisan inu. Mechitzas isn't the law of having a wall and having a wall that's going to serve as a purpose for. If we're going to see the various halachas for erev and different things. Those are din the reisan to Amar Mar because we learned Aaron. This is a Gemara in Sukkah quotes this. The Gemara says Aaron is tisha. The Aaron was 9 tefachim tall. How do I know that? Because the pasuk says that the Aaron was 1.5 amas tall, which is going to be, if you assume a six tefachim in an amma, that's going to be 9 tefachim. 1.5 times 6 is going to be 9. So the and then Kaporis Tefach, and the Kaporis was one Tefach high. So then what do I have? Arei Kanasar. We have a total of 10 Tefachim. We see from here that the minimum shear is Beferis in the Pasuk of 10 Tefachim. So the Gemara answers, Lo Tzucha El Rabbi Yehuda, that this halacha which is only according to Rabbi Yehuda, because what did Rabbi Yehuda hold? The Amar Amas Binyan Be'ama Bas Shisha. That when it comes to the Amma units we're discussing in the context of the Mishkan, those are Amos of 6 Tzvachim. Amas Kelim Be'ama Bas Chamisha. And when it comes to the Amma units we're discussing in the Mishkan, those are Amos of 5 Tzvachim. According to him, the height of the Aron was not going to reach 10 Tzvachim. It's going to be, if you do 1.5 times 5, it's only going to be 7.5. The other one Tzvach from the Kaporos, so you're going to only have 8.5. You're not going to have 10. So according to him, there is no source for 10 Tzvachim being a mehalacha mechitza. So he's going to assume that's a halacha Moshe Misina. So the Gemara says that the Rebbe Meir, the Amar Kol Amos Yehuda Bebeinonis, Ma'ik, remember, according to Rebbe Meir, who says that all the Alma units mentioned in regards to the Mishkan were that of 6 Tefachim. So what is going to be the minimum share? Why do you have to mention this? Isn't Beferish a Pasuk? The Gemara answers, the Rebbe Meir, Ki Yaseh Elchasa, what is the halacha of the Moshe Messina coming to teach us? It's coming to teach us the good when it comes to halacha of extending a wall up or down. We mentioned that you have good Asik and good Achis. So good Achis is where you're extending and raising the wall, that if you have a wall that's 10 Tefachim high, then let's say for your Sraf, you have this on the bottom, you have with Sukkah, you have the wall is 10 and then you have a huge space from there till the top of the sukkah. That's what's called good asik, and that's kosher for a sukkah. And then good achis is a similar thing where it's extending down up until the tefachim to the bottom. That's also good achis. That's what that 10 tefachim is a reference to. That halacha mechitza is that halacha. The lavud also the cards to lavud of small gaps over there. If you have two sections of lavud, we're going to view the fact as closed. All right. So the point of Shem Gamliel, lavud applies to even less than 4 tefachim, that halacha, ulelavud ledofan akuma, and also for a bent wall, as we mentioned before, that if you have the wall extending, as we mentioned again on the base, that if you have the wall extending to one side, that halacha of a dofan akuma is going to be mentioned by 10 tefachim. So we see though, that even according to him, the halacha Moshe Messina is coming to teach you the halacha of 10 tefachim. So I once asked Rav Schechter about what the minimum shear for mechitza in a shul is, so he quoted me b'shem Rav Soloveitchik, that Rav Soloveitchik held that if you have a halachic mechitza, which would be 10 tefachim, like this Gemara mentions right now, that halacha Moshe Messina tells us the 10 tefachim is a halachic wall, even though it's a major problem of tznius and a major problem, he thinks that it's not called binyan beis hakneses, you're still allowed to daven there. That's the chiddush. That you'd still be allowed to daven there. Definitely didn't think that it was okay. He thinks that anyone who builds such a mechitza is not in fulfillment of the mitzvah of binyan beis hakneses. Why that is, I don't know exactly. Why I would assume it's not binyan beis hakneses. By the way, he held that you'd still be allowed to daven there. Like the fear of Moshe, I think, is more machmen. I think Rav Moshe would hold that if it's a mechitza, your mamash could see and you could reach over and things like that. It's only 10 tefachim. I think Rav Moshe was machmer that it's not a mechitza, but Rav Shechter told me that would be a lacha machitza and it's enough to daven there. So this also comes up lemaisa about people who want to daven in a certain place. If it's 10 tefachim high, that would be a helpful lacha to know. If they're at least allowed to daven there. Okay, Mr. Shem will pick up with the hemshech of the Gemara tomorrow.